A Covey Family Tribute to a Highly Effective Father. There is no doubt that our father's habit of sharpening the saw ultimately saved a life that day in Montana. Growing up, we often saw him doing what he called winning the daily private victory early in the morning by meditating, reading his scriptures, and exercising. That particular afternoon, he was quietly reading on the beach while enjoying the beautiful view of the lake when he heard a faint cry, "Help me!" Using the binoculars he always seemed to carry with him to search for wildlife, he zoomed in on a fisherman's float tube out in the lake. Someone was desperately hanging onto the edge, about to fall into the ice-cold water. Quickly, our father jumped onto his jet ski and reached the tube, where he found a heavily intoxicated man. He pulled him onto his jet ski and brought him back to shore. He then searched for the man's family at a nearby campground and found they were totally unaware he was even missing, as they had been drinking as well. A few years later, the man he rescued related the story to a large group, claiming it was a turning point in his life. Unaware of who had rescued him that day, he was grateful that someone had cared enough to hear his cry and save him. This incident is symbolic of our father, Stephen R. Covey, who was a type of lifeline to not only his posterity of 9 children and 54 grandchildren, but also to a multitude of people and organizations who have been inspired and forever changed by the 7 habits of highly effective people. He always acknowledged he didn't invent these habits, as they were based on universal principles or natural laws, such as responsibility, integrity, abundance, and renewal. But he also believed that common sense isn't always common practice, and thus he devoted his life to getting his message to as many people as possible. After his passing in July 2012, our family realized the scope and magnitude of his lifelong mission to unleash human potential. We were overwhelmed by the thousands of emails, letters, notes, visits, and calls from people all over the world who wanted to share their own personal stories of how he similarly threw them a lifeline and rescued them from such things as a life without purpose, being an ineffective leader of a company, a failing marriage, a damaged relationship, or overcoming an abusive upbringing. Over and over, we heard experiences of how our father had the unique ability to affirm the one while also literally inspiring millions with his principle-centered approach to living. Dad was a man for all seasons and lived with integrity. Throughout the years, he had many opportunities to train world leaders and heads of state and considered it a great privilege and responsibility. Once during a discussion, when everyone in the group was criticizing the then-current U.S. president, he remained noticeably silent. When asked why he hadn't joined in the melee, he simply responded, "I may have the chance to influence him someday, and if I do, I don't want to be a hypocrite." Well, several months later, this same president called Dad, said he had just finished reading the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People for the second time, and asked if Dad could personally train him in applying the principles. By the end of his life, Dad had met with 31 heads of state, including 4 presidents of the United States. Our father never taught anything without striving to live it first. This was especially true of the 7 Habits, which he researched and developed over many years, well before the book was published. He was the master of being proactive, and much to our vexation while growing up, we were never allowed to make excuses or blame our circumstances, friends, or teachers for our problems. We were simply taught to make it happen or to choose another response. Luckily, our mother allowed us to be victims and blame other people on occasion. She provided a healthy balance to our father. Dad's R&I, resourcefulness and initiative, as he called it, was legendary. Once he was stuck in a traffic jam due to construction and was in jeopardy of missing his plane. He decided he couldn't wait anymore and instructed the cab driver that he was exiting the cab to redirect traffic so their lane could start moving and to pick him up down the road. The cab driver was stunned. "You can't do that," he said, to which Dad gleefully responded, "Watch me." He got out and directed the traffic so that his lane began moving again, along with honks and cheers from cars in his lane. His cab driver picked him up, and he made his flight. Our family knew him as unpretentious and uninhibited, often carrying on full conversations with strangers while wearing fake buck teeth or outrageous wigs to cover his trademark bald head so he could be incognito. One time he was asked to leave a golf course because he got bored with golfing and started an enormous water fight with a friend. We cringed when we got trapped in an elevator with him, knowing that within seconds he would turn and face the other passengers, violating their personal space, and with a big smile on his face, cheerfully say, "You may have wondered why I called this short meeting," and then laugh hysterically at his own joke. We learned not to care so much what others thought and to just enjoy his fun-loving personality. He was famous for his power naps. Frequently, he would scrunch up his jacket and put on his eye mask and take short naps to renew himself in the most unusual places, including stores and movie theaters, airports, trains, under park benches, or wherever or whenever he could find a little space and time. His enthusiasm was contagious, and he taught us how to live with a carpe diem, seize the day mentality, and to suck the marrow out of life, as he loved to say. He was always somewhat surprised and embarrassed by his professional success, and remained humble and unaffected by his fame. He simply saw himself as a steward of the great work he was doing, always giving credit to others and to God. He was never ashamed of his values and his faith, and believed that if God was at the center of your life, everything else would find its proper place. He taught us that in the long run, the only way to enduring success as an individual or an organization is to live in accordance with timeless principles. Our father tried really hard to walk the talk and to practice what he preached, and he often apologized to us when he'd fall short, saying things like, "Son, I'm so sorry that I lost my temper with you," or, "Darling, that was unkind of me. What can I do to make it up to you?" People frequently ask us what it was like growing up with him, as if he couldn't possibly be as good as he seemed, although he was by no means perfect and struggled with such things as being patient while waiting in traffic jams or while Mom got ready. There wasn't a discernible gap between what he taught and how he lived. He was who you thought and hoped he would be. Perhaps the greatest compliment we can pay our father is this: as good as he was in public as an author and teacher, he was even better in private as a husband and a father. And we loved him for that consistency. We all knew that Dad would rather spend time with his family than with anyone else, and he proved it by how he managed his time and put first things first. Though he traveled a lot, under many demands on his time, he rarely missed anything really important to us, like a birthday or a basketball game, sometimes planning up to 2 years in advance. He continually made deposits into each of our emotional bank accounts with one-on-one dates, and modeled that in relationships, the little things are the big things. He was the master of teaching moments and would apply true principles to whatever we were dealing with, encouraging us to make decisions based on our values and not how we felt in the moment. He taught by example that life is a mission and not a career, and that we could find true happiness by serving others. Dad adored our mother, Sandra, and had a remarkable relationship with her for 56 years. A few times a week, they had a ritual of connecting with each other. They would take a ride on a Honda motorbike, driving slowly enough to talk it over while they enjoyed the scenery and just being together. They called each other on the phone 2 or 3 times a day, even when he was out of town. They discussed everything under the sun, from politics to great books to raising kids, and Dad valued her opinion more than anyone else's. He was a deep thinker and had a tendency to be too theoretical. Mom was an excellent sounding board and would help him simplify and make his material practical, saying, "Oh, Stephen, this is way too complicated. No one knows what you're even talking about. Keep it simple and tell more stories." He loved the feedback. Now, with children of our own, we marvel at their win-win relationship and reflect on how they enjoyed such a happy life together. Dad had a beautiful definition of leadership. He taught that leadership is communicating others' worth and potential so clearly that they are inspired to see it in themselves. Right after our father passed away, a man who had grown up under very rough circumstances relayed this message, which encompasses what he really was all about. "I want your family to know," he said, that I still have the 20-minute affirmation tape he made for me 30 years ago, where, among other things, he told me that God loved me, that I would go to college, and that I would have a family of my own one day. I've listened to it all the time over the past 30 years, and I've accomplished everything he saw in me. I'm not who I am without him. Thank you. At this significant anniversary of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, and amid the accolades and the millions of lives and thousands of organizations this book has influenced, the Stephen R. Covey family children wish to pay a tribute to a highly effective family man. Just as he rescued a drowning man years ago, we trust that his life and words will continue to extend similar lifelines to you and your family, to your team and organization, and to countless other people and causes. Given the turbulent world in which we find ourselves today, we believe the timeless principles of the 7 Habits are more relevant than ever before, and that the message and impact of the 7 Habits is only just beginning. We will always be grateful for such a great father and papa, as the grandkids like to call him. His legacy now lives in us and in all those who have been influenced by his magnificent spirit and inspiring teachings to live lives of integrity, to contribute and make a difference in the world, and to rise to that greatness that lies within each of us. Sincerely, the Stephen R. Covey children, Cynthia, Maria, Stephen, Sean, David, Catherine, Colleen, Jenny, and Joshua.